It's been 3 weeks since the United Auto Workers contracts with Ford, Stellantis, and General Motors expired. The last time the union and Detroit's automakers needed a new deal in 2019, it took 6 weeks to get the first contract done. But the union is exercising different bargaining tactics this time around, striking all three manufacturers at once and increasing the number of walkouts as talks continue. Alan Amici is president and CEO at the Center for Automotive Research. He tells WDET's Alex McLennan, it's hard to predict how long the strike will last.
And certainly there's some strategy involved. So far, at least each Friday, they have released on Facebook if there's any escalation of the strikes. And so people are kind of anticipating every Friday at 10 a.m. what's going to happen next.
So we're now about 3 weeks into this. What kind of impact has this had on the car companies so far, economically speaking? I think I saw one report that said they lost a few million dollars in the first 2 weeks. So how is this impacting their bottom line?
Well, this is absolutely impacting the company's bottom line. Presently, there's approximately 25,000 UAW employees on strike, and that's fairly evenly distributed across the three companies. I think maybe a few more GM employees are affected. These are affecting some item assembly plant, and it's very expensive to idle an assembly plant. You know, these plants are scheduled for 5 or 6 days a week with preventative maintenance on the weekends. When you go down with production, there are not enough days left in the year to make up lost units. So ultimately, that's lost sales, lost revenue, and lost profits.
And on the other side of the coin, something else that we've seen is job loss or people getting laid off on the UAW side because of the implication that the stoppages are kind of having down the system. Can you talk a little bit about the impact that that's having on the worker side of this? And is it different from how it would go if they were striking only one automaker at a time instead of all three?
So there are, I mentioned, there's approximately 25,100 UAW employees on strike across all three companies, Ford, GM, and Stellantis. But the upstream or downstream effects of that, impacts of it, is approximately 3,500 employees have been laid off. And this is because there may be no parts to provide or there's no demand for their parts. So that's an additional 3,500 people. So you're almost approaching 30,000 people that are affected. And there is a strike fund associated. So if you're on strike, you're receiving approximately $500 per week, but that certainly pales in comparison to the normal wage that the employees would be receiving. And so, you know, we all go through some belt tightening in our own homes or our own small businesses. But as this moves into the number of days, if it moves into week 3 and week 4, and it gets tough and it really affects households. And eventually there's some downstream impact into the local economy. So you're tightening your belt, you're not going out to dinner as much, you're kind of curbing your spending. And so, you know, there can be kind of a chilling effect on the rest of the local economies.
So if push comes to shove, the car company's got product to get out. You're just talking about the impact on the workers. They're not making as much as they would otherwise when they're on the picket line. If this keeps going for weeks or maybe into months, who can last longer, do you think? Is it the car companies or the union, or what would they each kind of be up against?
Well, it's really a challenge for both sides. You know, again, we talked about the impact on households. You know, your tax bill doesn't go away because you're on strike, and you certainly need to still buy groceries. Of course, there's the OEMs, Ford, GM, and Stellantis, losing millions of dollars per day on lost assembly. But it's more than just impact to certainly the households and the big companies, but also the supply chains. So you have the tier 1, which are the big suppliers, tier 2 and tier 3, which are smaller suppliers that feed the tier 1s. Some of these tier 2 and tier 3 suppliers are rather small companies as well. And if there is no demand for their products, for their components that they're building, for example, so an assembly plant goes down, you don't need stampings, you don't need engines, but you also don't need plastic clips and fasteners and things that some of these tier 2 and tier 3 suppliers have, they have to close down too. And some of these companies, these smaller companies, can't weather an extended drop in demand and can't afford to be down for 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and 5 weeks.
Alan Amici is president and CEO at the Center for Automotive Research. He spoke with WDET's Alex McLennan.